You're listening to Off the Record, local music on Radio K. You just heard Fire in the Northern Firs live in studio. They just released their new EP, See You in Hell. And thanks so much for joining us. It sounded really good.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
Yeah. How was your release show last Sunday?
It was really fun.
That was at the Turf, part of the Ecstatic Fest, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
How many bands were there?
There were
Eight?
10.
10?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. I didn't make
fun.
It. Yeah, that's what I heard. So, about the new album, it's been a couple years, but a little under 2 years since you released any new material. Has anything about your songwriting process changed, or the sound, or kind of where you guys are at?
Yeah, I mean, you know, things just, with all bands, kind of evolve after time. And so, you know, it just became kind of the thing we do. I know that sounds hokey, but... it was really natural, the writing process and the recording process. We recorded with Ollie from Ecstatic Studios, and he's awesome. He does a great job.
Yeah. How was that? So you recorded it at Ecstatic with Ollie, and so the 8-inch. Was there a specific reason you decided to release it on 8-inch vinyl as opposed to like a 7-inch? It's not a format you hear of very often.
Because both sides ended up being a little bit closer to 8 minutes than 7, and kind of seemed like a fun format to go through.
Yeah.
Nobody really does that anymore.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, the new EP, the songs have really interesting titles. And so I hear there are some interesting stories about one or more of them. You'd care to share any of us?
I think a lot of our song titles just come from not having lyrics to the songs for a really long time. I take a really long time with lyric writing. Not that I think it's amazing or special or anything. It's just melody is more... what I'm trying to perfect first than the lyrics. And so I'll just say, well, what do you guys want to call this one? And sometimes really silly things happen.
And she leaves it to our devices. It's often inappropriate.
So. But the last song we just played is called Tijuana Medical Surgery. And that song, they named it because when we started writing that song, I had just come back from going to Tijuana with my mom, where she had surgery. Because you can get it done really cheap there. And anyway, it was just the most bizarre experience of my life. And so it kind of turned into this song.
That's awesome. So what's up next for you guys? Are you planning on releasing any more material or touring? Or what's next for you in the summer and beyond?
Well, we'll be taking a break because Corinne is pregnant.
Yeah. Congratulations.
So
do this summer.
Child.
Life's changing for us a little bit. But I think if we have it our way, we'll continue to... record and write and play as life permits.
Well, we have a handful of material still that we've recorded that perhaps we'll do something with
next
over the coming months, next year, just put out.
Yeah, great.
So it doesn't gather dust.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, guys, for being here. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No. Thanks for the support, Radio K. And
yeah,
everyone for
you guys have always done really a lot to help us. And we always really appreciate
awesome.
It.
Yeah, thank you. So again, Fire in the Northern Firs. Check out their new EP, See You in Hell, if you liked what you heard today. And now back to more great local music on Off the Record, local music on Radio K.